This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Talks are underway between U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in a high-stakes virtual summit Tuesday, prompted primarily by Moscow's amassing troops along the Ukrainian border for a possible invasion at the forefront of their discussions. The White House says Biden is warning Putin that Russia would face tough economic sanctions if it invades the former Soviet state after it already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Moscow has positioned 70,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border, with U.S. officials suspecting an invasion is possible in early 2022. White House officials said the U.S. would exact a very real cost against the Kremlin if it launches the invasion. Putin, in turn, wants the U.S. to guarantee the post-World War II NATO military alliance will never expand to include Ukraine, a demand the Americans and their 29 allies will not accept. The Kremlin has denied planning an invasion and said its troop posture is defensive, but it also said it is increasingly concerned about Western military aid to Ukraine and what it calls creeping NATO expansion. Through a spokesman, the Kremlin said it did not expect any breakthroughs from Tuesday's meeting, but urged all parties to keep a cool head. China is accusing the Biden administration of violating the Olympic spirit with its planned diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Games. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian told reporters Tuesday in Beijing the U.S. would suffer a loss of moral authority and credibility from a boycott, and said it would have a negative impact on bilateral dialogue and cooperation in important areas. Rights groups have pushed for a full-blown boycott of the Games, accusing China of human rights abuses against ethnic minorities. The White House has said while the U.S. will not send any diplomatic representation to the Games, Team USA athletes will be allowed to participate. This is VOA News.